नो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। तपोभिक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्ष्योऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते।
In our last session, we have seen verse number 16 and 17. वपुस्तुसादिभि कौशै युक्तं युक्तया वघाततः आत्मानं मन्तरं शुद्धं विविच्यात् तण्डुलं यथा। आत्मा इज ऑल्सो कवर्ड जस्ट लाइक द राइस इज कवर्ड बाय विद द हस्क एंड ब्रैन। तो व्हाट वी हैव टू डू, वी हैव टू टेक आउट द हस्क। हाउ अवघाततः, अवघाततः मीन्स by threshing the rice we get that, we have to remove the husk. Similarly, if you want to know the Atman, what we have to do? We have to do viveka, not like husk threshing body, log paon pakdo and start threshing, I want Atman, aisa nahi, not like this. We have to do viveka. What viveka we have to do? Atma and Atma viveka. Gross body, subtle body and causal body is Atma.
No.
Ah, it is an Atma. Gross body, subtle body, causal body is an Atma. We have to differentiate, separate it. At this point of time, they are mixed up. Atma and Anatma both are mixed up. We have to differentiate. Vivek. Good. Then after that it is said, in verse number 17, sarvada sarvagato apyatma na sarvatra avabhasate buddha veva vavabhaseta svachesu pratibimbavat. Sarvada sarvagata, it is always there. Sarvagata, everywhere it is gone. Who? Gross body?
No.
Atma. Atma is sarvada and sarvatra. गतः अपि आत्मा न सर्वत्र वभासते, बट आई एम नॉट एबल टू सी, एवरीवेयर आई एम नॉट एबल टू सी। बुद्धौ एव अवभासेत, बुद्धौ बुद्धौ इन बुद्धि एव ओनली अलोन अवभासेत इट साइंस स्वच्छेषु प्रतिबिंबवत like the clear mirror, you see the pratibim, the reflection. So what we have to do, our buddhi also has to be clear, pure, then only you will be able to see it. That means the buddhi has to be sattvic, quiet. When if you do manan at that time, if you reflect on that, you will get it. If your mind is agitated, if it is rajasic, or if your mind is tamasic, you will be sleeping. From here we can see who are tamasic. People sleep in the class also. But the students can't know, because you don't see. But I see, I try to keep the eye contact with each and every person. I can see him. Who is sleeping? Tamas has come. It's not their fault. It is a tamogun, it's the maya. It won't allow you to understand, because the maya will go away only by inquiry. and it will not allow you to inquire. So the tamogun comes, you feel sleepy. Rajogun comes, you are physically present here, but the mind has gone somewhere else. You are listening, but it is not registering. So Maya plays its trick. So when it is swachha, like the mirror is clean, there you find reflection clear. Similarly, here also, when your mind is sattvic, clean, impurities are not there, then you will be able to see. Pratibimba, even the pratibimba, even the sun, you see the sunlight is everywhere, but it reflects in the water, in pure water, clear water, crystal water, it will reflect. But not on the earth, there is no reflection. Why? Because that is not appropriate medium. So what is appropriate medium in us? Mind is subtle. Like the water is subtle than the earth. Do you know that, na? Water is subtle than? How do you prove? Because it has got less guna. Brahman is nirgun nirakar, no guna. Akash is subtler than other element, because Akash has how many gunas?
Only one.
One. Then after that Vayu? Fire? Water? Earth? Therefore, water is subtler than earth. Understood? If that be so, therefore we find the reflection of sun in water, but not on the earth. Water is subtler. Similarly, the gross body, it is not reflecting. Where it reflects? In buddhi. Buddhi is the part of gross body. I want to make you attentive. Buddhi is part of subtle body. Now from the verse number 18 to 23, Shankaracharya is giving the nature of Atman. What is the nature of Atman? It's stated from verse number 18 to 23.
Dehendriya mano buddhi.
Dehendriya mano buddhi.
Prakritibhyo vilakshanam.
Prakritibhyo vilakshanam.
Tad vritti sakshinam vidyat. Atmanam rajavat sada. Dehendriya mano buddhi. Prakritibhyo vilakshanam. Tad vritti sakshinam vidyat. Atmanam rajavat sada.
Deha, indriya, mana, buddhi, prakriti. Deha, indriya, mana, buddhi and prakriti. Five things. Vilakshana. It is different. Vilakshana is different, distinct from these five. Deha, gross body. Indriya. How many indriyas we have got?
Five
organs of perception. And organs of action. We have got 10 indriyas. We call it bahikaran. We have got two types of karan. One is bahikaran, another is antahkaran. In antahkaran, how many parts are there?
Four.
Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. So, deha represents the gross body, indriya, man, and buddhi represent causal body. Then, subtle body. And what is Prakriti? Prakriti is the causal body. So three bodies are mentioned here. Deha, Indra, Mano, Buddhi, Prakriti. But Vilakshana, it is different. It is not same. Tad vritti sachinam vidya, tad vritti. Here vritti doesn't mean the thought. Normally we always talk na vritti, 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 vritti. Vritti means thought. Here vritti means it comes from the vritta dhatu vartane. Vartane means doing, functioning, acting. Tad vritti. Tad means represent what? Tad represent those five things. What are those five things? Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi, Prakriti. Tad vritti, tad function, the functions of those five things. He is the Sakshi. He is the illuminator. He is the witness. So what is the function of mind? Let us start seeing the function of mind. What is the function of mind? Flow of thoughts. That is the function of mind. And Atma Tattva is the Sakshi of all those thoughts. What is the function of organs of perception? Perceiving all stimuli. And they refer it to mind. Mind is a clerk. Clerk is supposed to give all the files to intellect. Intellect will decide with consultation with memory. Then a decision is again taken, and after that the file is transferred to mind. Then mind will tell organs of perception to act. Organs of action to respond. Organ of action to respond, and this is the process continuously going on. So eyes will only see, eye will not hear, ear will only listen, it will not see. They have got distinct functions. Each has got different functions. Deha, Indriya, Mana. What is the function of Mana? Flow of thought. Sankalpa Vikalpa Mana. Buddhi, Nischayatmika Buddhi. It just decides. Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi. And he is Vilakshana. He is different from all these things. Vilakshana also means Viparita Lakshana. Viparita Lakshana means Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi and Prakriti. These are always continuously changing and perishable. Atman is different, just opposite of this. It is not changing, it is not perishable. There is no modification in Atman. And Atman is eternal. In body we find modification. How many modifications are there in body?
Six.
Six. Asti jayate, prinmate, apakshiyate. When apakshiyate starts? At the stage of 40. What is the last station after that? We all know. Vinasthiti. But there is no modification in the Atman. No modification in the Atman. So Atma is different from the Prakriti. What is this Prakriti? Prakriti is Trigun. This is Prakriti. Here the word Prakriti used. You see, we have got the synonyms for Prakriti. Avidya, Maya, Yoga Maya. Then we call it Karan Sarir, Anandamaya Kosh. Have you heard this verse? Karan Sarir is the causal body. Anandamaya Kosh, when we go via this Panchakosha, Anandamaya Kosh, causal body, Maya, Prakriti, these are all one and the same thing. Meaning is same. But according to context, we use it. The moment we say Avidya, that means lack of knowledge will come. Maya, Yamasa Maya, that which is not there is Maya. The moment you say Prakriti, Trigun will come. Yoga Maya, immediately Satrajastamas will come. कारण शरीर, कारण ऑफ स्थूल एंड सूक्ष्म शरीर. कारण शरीर इज द कारण, कॉजल बॉडी इज द कॉज ऑफ ग्रॉस बॉडी एंड द सटल बॉडी. एंड दिस माया इज वेरी पावरफुल. इट हैज गॉट थ्री गुना. फर्स्ट इज द तमोगुण, इज द वेलिंग पावर. इट कवर्स एज इफ इट हैज कवर्ड द आत्मन इन मी, और इट हैज कवर्ड ब्रह्मन द सबस्ट्रेटम ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड आउटसाइड. फर्स्ट द कवरिंग कम्स, देन कम्स द प्रोजेक्शन. इज द रजोगुण, रजोगुण प्रोजेक्ट्स. व्हाट इट प्रोजेक्ट्स? देयर इज नो आत्मन, बॉडी इज देयर. दिस इज आत्मन, बॉडी इज आत्मन. आउटसाइड वी आर नॉट एबल टू सी द सबस्ट्रेटम, द ब्रह्मन. व्हाट वी आर सीइंग? डिफरेंट थिंग्स, डिफरेंट नाम, डिफरेंट रूप, नेम्स एंड रूप, दैट्स ऑल. हाउ कैन वी कम आउट? दिस इज द प्ले ऑफ तमोगुण एंड रजोगुण. हाउ कैन वी कम आउट ऑफ दिस? देर इज अनदर गुण इन द माया, दैट इज सत्वगुण. By Sattvagun, we have to come out. So if you are Tamoguni, what you have to do? Come to Rajogun. In Rajogun, there are two divisions. Division number one, first is Sakam. Make you active. You are sleeping. Chalo, thoda kaam karo mission ka. Kyun? Then Acharya will say, okay, you vacuum this, I will give you one chocolate. One candy bar, you start doing. Then after week, now Acharya is not saying you have to vacuum. You say, should I vacuum? Reward, you want reward. Then after some time you say, Ari, kya karte hain? Every time I get this chocolate, I am happy, and after that, again become unhappy. Again next Saturday I come. करते 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 द जीवन गया. देन वी सॉ, अरे शांति नहीं मिला, सुख नहीं मिलता है. आई एम ट्राइंग टू गेट द सुख. आई थॉट द कैंडी हैज गॉट द सुख, बट नाउ द कैंडी हैज गॉट नो सुख. ट्राइंग फॉर सो मेनी ईयर, देन यू कम टू निष्काम. देन गुरु टेल्स यू हैव टू डू इन दिस वे. डू द सेम थिंग, बट यू हैव टू डू इन दिस वे, निष्काम. ही विल एडवाइज यू द कर्मयोग. देन वेन यू डू द कर्मयोग, योर माइंड इज प्योरिफाइड, देन यू वेल कम टू सत्वगुण. वेन द सत्वगुण कम्स, देन ए इंक्वायरी विल कम इन टू यू, हु एम आई. बिफोर दैट इट विल नेवर कम. वेन द सत्वगुण कम्स, देन दिस इंक्वायरी विल कम. सो आत्मा इज डिफरेंट. इट इज साक्षी ऑफ द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ ऑल अदर. ऑल अदर मीन शरीर, मन, बुद्धि, इंद्रिया, प्रकृति. इज द साक्षी, विटनेस ऑफ ऑल. हाउ? लाइक राजवत्सदा, लाइक राजवत्सदा. इन पंचदशी वी स्टडीड ना, स्टेज इज रेडी, नर्तकी इज देयर, होल ऑडियंस इज सिटिंग, बट राजा इज नॉट प्रेजेंट. विल सी स्टार्ट डांसिंग? नो. The moment Raja enters, takes a seat, starts. Similarly, this Atman is also like Raja. In its presence, everything happens. If Raja is absent, if Atman is not there, will this Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi, Prakriti will function? If Raja is not present, it will not function. Sada, sada can be, the sada word can be applied at three places. Vilakshan sada, Atma is always different from Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi and Prakriti. One. Sakshina sada, Atma is always witness. He will not do anything. He is not the part of this gross body, subtle body and the causal body. It is different. Rajvatsada, it always shines. So how this Sachin gets the knowledge? It is said, Kriya Sunya Jnanam. This Sakshi gets the knowledge. But Kriya Sunya Jnanam. A problem again. Be attentive. Problem here, now there are two knowers. Knower number one is the mind, which we all understand. Now Vedanta says, Sakshi is also knower. He knows everything. Sakshi is also knower. Sakshi is knower and illuminator. So what is the difference in knowing of the two? Let us start with the mind. When the mind comes to know, it is influenced by it. Influenced by the thought. You become happy and unhappy. Number one, our moods change, our mind gets disturbed. Example, seeing my friend coming, I become unhappy. Happy! Seeing my friend coming, I become happy. But sometimes enemy is coming, I become unhappy. See? Mood changes. Mind can never remain unaffected. It will always get affected. Because it is controlled by vasanas, our likes and dislikes. According to the likes and dislikes, I will be happy and unhappy. But the Sakshi illumines without knowership, without doership. Therefore, he is not affected. No doership, no enjoyership, no involvement. It illumines only. It illumines. Whatever comes in, it illumines. Self, the Sakshi, never flows with the thought, but your mind will flow with the thought. Delhi ka thought aya, your mind will travel to Delhi. But the Sakshi will not travel to Delhi. And another thing, it will not stop the thoughts also. That is not the job of Sakshi. He is just a witness. Sakshi, Sakshat icchate iti Sakshi. And it has got the qualities of a mirror. What are the qualities of the mirror? The mirror accepts everything, rejects nothing, keeps nothing, and reflects everything. Therefore, four qualities are there. The mirror accepts everything. Whatever comes in front of the mirror, it will accept. Aisa nahi kehta hai ki you are ugly, hum aapko nahi, hum reflect karenge. It accepts everything, keeps nothing, rejects nothing. Similarly, the Atman is also like that. Like in the street light you have seen. But this street light is over here. If a wedding procession passes or a funeral procession passes, is the street light affected? No. Similarly, the Atman, a good thought, a happy thought passes, or sorrowful thought passes, it's not affected. Why? It is just illumining all the thoughts. It's not rejecting any thought. Accepts all thoughts, illumines everything. Another difference. If mind wants to know, then it requires many things. First, the senses are required. Without senses, the mind cannot see anything. In the dream state also, the mind, subconscious mind is there. But that mind cannot see the objects of the world. You create your own objects. For seeing anything in the world, you need your organs of perception and organs of action to respond. Without these organs of perception and action, the mind cannot function. Stimuli, mind cannot. Mind has to write the stimuli through the eyes, then the cover the object, then bring that thought inside, then it is decided, this is chair. This is chair is not decided by eyes. Who decides? Mind. The job of eye is to bring in the form, and then the mind decides this is chair. If the stimuli is not coming, mind cannot function. So mind needs senses. Then mind needs space, mind needs light. Then only you can see, you can bring in, otherwise not. Sakshi requires no instrument. No instrument is required by Sakshi. Sakshat icchate iti Sakshi. No instrument like the mind requires, it doesn't require anything. Sakshi knows everything without Bahikaran. Bahikaran means by, without organs of perception and organ of action. It knows and it illumines everything, general and particular. General and particular, Sakshi illumines general and particular, yes. General, the vrittis come and go. When the vritti is there, it will illumine vritti is there. When the vritti is not there, it will also illumine vritti is not there. Like in the Natakdi Prakaran, we have studied in the Panchadasi that the lamp theater, lamp is there. When nothing is there, it is illumining that nothing is happening on the dais. When some activities are going on, the drama is going on, the dance is going on, it illumines that also. Similarly, the Sakshi inside, the parade of the thought, it illumines. If there is not there, and the specific, what is the specific illumination? The vritti of krodh has come. It illumines that specific. Shraddha, asraddha, everything it illumines. A general illumination is also there. So Atma is like Raja. So in the presence of Raja, everything functions. Similarly, in the presence of Atman, Deha, Indriya and everything is functioning. Now a question may arise that all these Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi and Prakriti are continuously changing. They are Vikari, they are modifying. And the Atma staying in all these Vikaris. Vikari means modifying things. Is he also affected, modified? Is he also changing? Shankaracharya explains. We think it is the Atman is working, is it not so? Abhi batayenge aapko hum log. We always say, kaun dekh raha hai? We never say, I is seeing. What do you say? I am seeing. Who is this I? Atman. Let us see.
Vyapritesvindriyesvatma Vyapariva vivekinam Drishyate bhreshu dhavatsu Dhavanniva yatha shashi Vyapritesvindriyesvatma Vyapariva vivekinam Drishyate bhreshu dhavatsu Dhavanniva yatha shashi
Vyapritesu indriyesu atma Vyaprit, the root is pre. Pre means kriyasil, acting. Vyapriti, so kriyasil is acting, functioning, working. Indriyesu means all the indriyas, it's the plural. All the indriyas are functioning. They are doing respective work. What are the indriyas? Your organs of perception, action, your panch prana. You have to take the prana also, because everything is functioning because of the presence of Atman. So they are continuously busy from the morning till evening. So long we are awake, they continuously, they are perceiving and responding. Continuously it is happening. And when they get tired, what happens? You go to sleep. All indriyas shut down. And in the morning, when we get up, again they start functioning. Achha. One Mahatma ji said one joke about that. Raat ko sote hain. What is office? Office is a place of rest in India. It's a place of rest. Then Guruji tells about the different poses of sleeping. Somebody will sleep like this, somebody will sleep like this. Different ways, people sleep. So one day person, the employee came late, the employer asked you, why are you late? He said, I overslept. Bole, do you sleep in the night also? At home also do you sleep? Whole day in the office we are sleeping. Do you sleep in the home also? He said, overslept. So indriya continuously they work. But the common man says, what is, we are all common men. Kaun dekh raha hai? I am seeing, I am hearing, I am tasting, I am touching. I, we say. But this I is the pure Atman. We are superimposing on the I, pure Atman. Like Vyapari. Vyapari is also active. Vyapari means a trader. Trader when he is in his shop, it's continuously active. But his purpose is to earn money. Therefore he is active. Eva, like that. And who say, aviveki, those who have got no viveka, they will say that Atman is working, I am seeing, Atman is seeing. Meri Atma dukhi. Then the wheelers you will find there in the railway station in India, latakti Atma, bhatakti Atma, lots of. You will find books there like that. Abhiveki, like, say like that. It is, you see, all activities of all this gross body, causal body and the subtle body is because of Atman. And we have many times said that Atma is nikamma, alsi, whatever you want to say. He does nothing, but in his presence everything will work. Raja, when he comes, he does nothing, but in his presence everything will be working. Everything will be working. But the aviveki superimposes the function of deha. Some function of deha means all the functions of your mind, your deha, indriya, they superimpose on the Atman, as if the Atman is seeing, Atman is sukhi, Atman is dukhi, like that they show. And this abhiveki, they have never gone to the Guru, they have not studied Shastra, they don't know how to do the viveka. So this abhiveki will always say like this, drishyate abhresu dhavasu dhavanev yathasasi abhresu clouds. And when we see in the night, there is full moon and the clouds here also. You will see it better here in Chicago in winter time. It's all cloudy, always grey. When in Purnima day, if you see, you will find the clouds moving. And who is illuminating? Moon is illuminating. And we are seeing moon. And what we say? Moon is moving. Is it not so? We superimpose the movement of the cloud on the moon. And it happens many times. If you travel in India by train, if your train is stationary on the platform and the next line the train has started moving, you have got a feeling that this one is moving, superimposing that movement on this train. Similarly, moon is stationary, movement is in the clouds, we superimpose. Why? Because we are seeing through cloud. The movement of cloud is superimposed on the moon. The moon is not moving. Same way, the movement is where? In the five organs of perception and action. Movement is in the mind. Atman is not moving. Atma cannot move. Akhandanand Maharaj used to say, Atma kaisa hai? Thasa thas bhara hua hai. Thasa thas. Cannot move. It's so packed. No place to do like this also. Atma cannot do anything. But what is moving? Organs of perception, actions, mind, intellect, prakriti, these are all moving. And we are seeing through them and superimpose the movement of these indriyas on Atman. But we see the life in this mana buddhi or the indriyas, we think they are sentient. Aisa lagta na? All the senses are working, they are sentient. This is our feeling. But we all know that they are all inert. Why they are all inert? Gross body, subtle body, inert? Because the raw material is inert. What is the raw material? Panch Mahabhut. Gross body made of Panchikrit Panch Mahabhut. Subtle body made of Apanchikrit Panch Mahabhut. Both are made of Mahabhut, Panch Mahabhut. Whether Apanchikrit or Panchikrit, all of them are inert. Therefore, the product, anything made of those inert things will always be remain inert. But we find they are all sentience. So where from they are getting this sentiency? So the next verse.
Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya.
Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya.
Dehendriya Mano Dhiyah. Dehendriya Mano Dhiyah. Svakiyarthesu vartante, svakiyarthesu vartante, suryalokam yatha janah, suryalokam yatha janah, atma chaitanyam ashritya, dehendriya manodhiyah, svakiyarthesu vartante, Suryalokam yatha janaha.
Atma Chaitanya. Atma Chaitanya means the consciousness part. We are talking one part only. We are not talking about the Sat and Anand. We are talking about the Chit part. Sat, Chit, Anand. We are talking here of the Chit part. Atma Chaitanya Asritya. Depending on this consciousness, Deha, Indriya, Mano, Dhiya. Deha, Indriya, Man and Buddhi. Swakiyarthesu, they do their function. Swakiya, swakriya means their own functions. Eyes can only see, eyes cannot hear, mind will do only sankalpa vikalpa, it will not decide. Although in our daily routine, it is the mind who, according to Pujya Gurudev, is a clerk, he is always becomes officer, he decides. Our mind decides what to be done. Mind should be under the control of intellect. But the mind decides. Atma Chaitanya Asriya Dehindra Manodhiya Swakiyarthe Suvartante. They started functioning. Vartante, they start functioning according to their capacity. Surya Alokam Yatha Jana, like a Surya. When the sun rises, what happens? Everybody starts doing work. Acha kabhi Surya ne aapko bola kaam karo? Never. He never said, get up, start doing your work. He never said that. No doership is there. Is he partial? Giving more light to one person or less light to another person, giving more energy to one and less to another, is not partial also. Is he affected by your good deed or bad deed? In the light of sun, whatever you do, he is not affected. Sun is not affected. Same way, the Atman also has got no doership. आप अच्छा काम करो खराब काम करो आत्म चैतन विल गिव यू सपोर्ट ओके चलो हम झूठ बोलेंगे बोलो हम सच बोलेंगे बोलो आत्म चैतन्य विल गिव यू द पावर इट विल नॉट स्टॉप देर इज नो डूअरशिप आत्म चैतन्य तो ऑल करण अंतःकरण बहिकरण ग्रॉस बॉडी सटल बॉडी कॉजल बॉडी whole anatma vastu is dependent on atman. Gurudev has given a beautiful example of electricity. Electricity is just like atman. You fit bulb, it will give you light. Fit a fan, it will give you air. Air conditioner, geyser, heater, toaster, whatever you want to put to the electricity, it will do. Do you superimpose the light, the bulb's light on the electricity? No. We don't superimpose. So in the sun, everybody starts working in the light of sun, but we don't say the doership on sun. And he, without becoming a conductor, he conducts everything. He is not saying to anybody, ki to aapko ye karna hai, wo karna hai. No, never say that. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम